Lieutenant Lance Leone survived the crash of a Coast Guard helicopter 2 years ago. The loss of his three crewmates was tragic. Now, the young co-pilot seems likely to lose his wings. A hearing in March cleared Leone of criminal charges, but Alaska's top commander subsequently filed a reprimand that may block Leone's advancement and ground him permanently. Leone told the full story of the crash to KCAW in an exclusive interview in November.
Normally, when we do it, it's a slow flip in a chair. This was an unbelievable fast hitting the water. I can't quote on how many G's, but I know there was a lot of impact having been flying through the air at 125 knots and hitting the wires at approximately 115 feet. At that point, we were a projectile.
Sitkin Jonathan Christ Tompkins won an upset victory over four-term incumbent Bill Thomas of Haines to take a seat in the state legislature. 23-year-old Christ Tompkins, who has yet to complete his final thesis for Yale University, jumped into the summertime Democratic primary without an opponent and polled surprisingly well. After hard campaigning and a close general election that came down to absentees and a recount, Christ Tompkins eked out a win, and Thomas cried foul. He held the media at bay briefly about whether he'd ask for a recount.
I'm not going to say because I want the suspense to lay there. That was such an asshole. You know, he lied on so many things, and he was supposed to run a clean campaign, and he didn't, so I'm just going to wait.
Thomas later toned down his on-the-record remarks about his opponent. Christ Tompkins never responded in kind. He did admit that the whole thing, at times, was surreal.
It's like I've just been hired for a job, essentially, by 17,000 people. And it's like the acceptance letter has been strung out one sentence at a time, or the offer has been strung out one sentence at a time.
Sitka's Senator Bert Stedman handily defeated fellow incumbent Albert Kukesh of Angoon in the same election, but lost the finance chair when Republican colleagues ousted him for his participation in the now-extinct bipartisan coalition. That may be bad news for electric ratepayers in Sitka. Local officials were counting on state support to complete the $100 million Blue Lake Dam project. City officials broke ground just before Christmas with over $40 million in funding still unaccounted for.
Bummer and survivor at the basket. Hold possession. He puts survivor in the basket. Easy right.
Sitkins have new appreciation for the humble blue fish tote after 19-year-old Ryan Harris spent over 24 hours adrift off Kruzoff Island in one, following the sinking of the Caitlin Ray in September. His skipper, Stoney Mac Huffman, used the tote's lid as a raft while he climbed into a survival suit. The Coast Guard released a video of this totally awesome rescue, and the story will soon be featured on the Weather Channel's hit series Coast Guard Alaska. But many of us will remember this story through the words of Tella in her blog Hooked, who witnessed the hoist from the Good Samaritan vessel Nurka.
Basket's inside the cabin, getting a survivor onto the seat.
In other top news of the year, Sitka hosted the 100th anniversary grand camp of the Alaska Native Brotherhood in early October. Office holders and office seekers shouldered their way to the podium for a chance to speak to the historic gathering. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who owes her historic write-in re-election in 2010 to the Alaska Native vote, put it succinctly.
The Alaska Native vote was completely underestimated in 2010. My friends, it will never be underestimated again. Again.
In April, Alaska's Supreme Court ruled in favor of Sitkins for Responsible Government, who drafted a ballot proposition in 2008 that would have given Sitka voters control over land disposals at Sawmill Cove. Back then, the city's legal department blocked the initiative by refusing to certify the language, despite more than enough signatures on the petition. Now, the city is trying to block the initiative through other legal tactics, despite the high court's ruling.
3, 2, 1, open. The Sitka Sound Sacro Fishery is now officially open. This is the Department of Fish and Game standing by on Channel 10.
Herring seiners in Sitka's Sacro Fishery in March had their largest quota in modern history, but caught less than half. With depressed herring markets, it wasn't quite a disaster, but Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Dave Gordon, who oversees the fishery, admitted that it was a mystery.
Herring are well known to oscillate quite dramatically over short periods of time. Looks like something has happened with the Sitka Sound stock. What it is exactly, we don't know.
An adjustment in the department's forecast model was a factor in the 2012 fishery. ADF&G's preliminary guideline harvest level for sacro herring in 2013 has returned to more conservative numbers. In no particular order, some of the news in 2012 that left Sitkins shaken, thoughtful, or thrilled included a rare fatal bear mauling in Peril Straits north of Sitka in October that caused authorities to destroy 7 bears in the area, the abrupt death of Sitka Magistrate Bruce Horton in an accident in his home in January, the gift of $500,000 from an Alabama donor to the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for the completion of Allen Auditorium, a move by the remaining trustees of the former Sheldon Jackson College to claim title to the Redoubt Falls area, blocking a similar claim by the Sealaska Corporation. The U.S. Supreme Court's summertime ruling upholding the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, which was well-received by Sitka's largely self-employed and self-insured fishing fleet, who have been living under high premiums and high deductibles for decades. Wendy Alderson and her husband and daughter own the 47-foot KDJ.
It's kind of scary having a sick kid and thinking, okay, are you sick enough to go to the doctor? You know, is your earache going to be gone in the morning? And we always err on the safe side, but it's still frustrating.
Many individual state titles and team championships by Sitka students, including the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves volleyball team, Sitka High's Lady Wolves softball, who took their 3rd state title in a row, Sitka High's undefeated mock trial team, and Sitka High's drama, debate, and forensics team. And possibly the greatest athlete Sitka ever produced, Herb Didrikson, was named to the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame. His longtime friend Gil Truitt led the nomination campaign with an intensity that surely rivaled Didrikson's on the basketball court. Truitt says Didrikson was a player decades ahead of his time.
Herb would have been a star today because of the attributes that he had. Great quickness, quick hands, long arms. Talk about speed, jumping ability.
And finally, the best story in Sitka in 2012 that we wish had never happened. A newborn baby discovered in a harbor restroom 18 years ago returns to Sitka to thank her rescuers. She's now an artist, college-bound, with a family that cares deeply about her, so much so that they didn't hesitate to let her make this unusual trip to a Thompson Harbor bathroom sink.
My past is my past, but my future is what I look forward to. So, I mean, that's not knowing more about my past isn't going to change who I am or who I've become.
That's Carissa Amrine, and we are thankful to have gotten to know her better. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.